Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. I'm so glad you chose to join us. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our listeners in England and in India. Thank you for tuning in, and those listening from all over the world. You know, it's an exciting thing for me to talk about our human potential, and our topic tonight, Awakening the Giant Within, hits that spot on. I suggest that to awaken the giant within you, within each one of us, is exactly what humanity is asking to happen. We're coming out of a most intensive karmic experience over the past thousands of years on this planet. We've had such a human story, a human mythology, if you will. And you're living here today. You're watching it just like I am. And there's a lot of upheaval. There's a lot of disturbance in the collective consciousness, if you will. A lot of our shadow, our pain body, our karmic imprinting is being pulled up to the surface, and then the media festers all over it and regurgitates it over and over and over again. Humanity's kind of trying to find itself. It's kind of like we're going through puberty and we're trying to decide what's important to us and what's not. So when we talk about awakening the giant within, I suggest to you that if you're listening to this show, this particular episode, that perhaps, just perhaps, your soul chose an epic life for you. And when I say epic, it relates only to you. You don't have to compare your life to anybody else. When I talk about awakening the giant within, this isn't superhero storyline for every single one of us. There's 7 billion ideas of what it means to be a human being on this planet, and every one of them is unique and different. When I talk about awakening the giant within, it always has to be compatible with your authenticity. For you to be authentically you, yes, be the giant, yes, be the power player, yes, be the big ass soul that shows up in this human storyline and fulfill an epic vision for your life. But be authentic while you do it. And we'll talk about authenticity a little later. And you'll see how it's important that if indeed you're going to awaken that giant, that authenticity is a very key factor. And we're going to get to that a little later. So let's jump into this. Awaken the giant within. What's this giant we're talking about? What's this awakening we're talking about? What do we mean by that? I always like to get clear about our language. When we talk about things like enlightenment and awakening and consciousness, and one of my favorites, human potential, open heart, purity, these words have not been common in our everyday dialogue. And you might have come across those words reading a book or listening to a audio that somebody has out there. And now you're coming into the New Human Living studios with me, and we're going to talk about it. It's good that we get clear about our language. Well, giant's a pretty vague term. Sure, it's the Jack and the Beanstalk giant. It's the David and Goliath giant. Those are physical ideas of giants. We can look at our mythology, and there's souls that have come into our human storyline that have been game changers. Gandhi comes to mind. He changed the course of a nation. Buddha, Jesus. There's been many before us that have had epic imprints, giant imprints on our human mythology, our human storyline. So what the hell does that have to do with us? I mean, you're here, I'm here. Do we have this giant gene in us, this God gene, this divine gene within us? Is that part of our storyline? Is that why we're here? Well, certainly it's awakening the giant within is not every single person's life purpose. It's just not. We're not gonna see that play out. But I suggest, as I've mentioned before on the show, legions and legions of Gandhis and Jesuses and Buddhas equivalents will come out of the commonplace all over the country, in your hometown, in your culture, no matter where you are on this most beautiful planet. I suggest to you, the cards have been stacked. The cards have been stacked in your favor for you to awaken the giant within you and then turn around and play it out as a life path. And that's what we're going to talk about and get down to some details about what that would look like. You know, here in the United States, there's a mover and a shaker, and he gets all kinds of critiques watching him. People have very critical tongues of him. I'm talking about Elon Musk. And I'm just going to throw out a snapshot. I'm not going to talk about the person. I'm not going to talk about his persona, his personality, but I will talk about his ability to vision and then turn around and take that vision seriously. Okay? So Elon Musk intends to get 1 million people living on Mars. He's talking about colonizing a planet. This individual, not a government, not an institution, not NASA, not the European Space Agency. This one man has a vision to get 1 million people to Mars. Okay, that's a $1 trillion idea, at least. Now, I'm using finances as measurement, but we could also use food, energy, shelter. He has the idea of 1 million people going to Mars to live there. He expects to need 1,000 rockets. Oh, and he formed SpaceX, the rocket company. And he's later this year, he intends to launch the largest rocket ever built. Up to this moment, it's been the Saturn V from the Apollo space program that got the United States to the moon in the 60s. Elon Musk, this individual, is looking to make a bigger rocket so he can fulfill that first idea. So he's taking 1 million people to Mars. He's building a space agency, SpaceX. Oh, wait a minute. He's making electric cars today. He sells the Tesla model car here in the United States. He's coming out with a new model. Well, as he's making electric cars, he's making rockets, he's getting 1 million people to Mars. Oh, wait a minute. He built the world's largest battery factory in Nevada. The world's largest battery factory. Oh, and he's making solar panels that are the shingles on people's roofs. So when you put a new roof on your house, it can be solar roof that are actually shingles. Oh, wait a minute. He's also talking about tunneling hypersonic train travel underground, and he's developing the technology to use levitation and to achieve extremely fast commute times between inner city destinations here in the United States. We're talking about one soul. We're talking about one ego. Do you have an ego? Do you have a soul? I do. You do. We do. The day you were born, you didn't have an ego. The day I was born, I didn't have an ego, but I had a soul. So when we talk about awaken the giant within, I want to just blow the doors off the mythology of the past. I want to blow the doors off the idea of any kind of a limitation of what's possible. We've been talking about one person here, and on multiple platforms, he's showing a visionary perspective of the future, and he takes himself very seriously. He recently gave a talk about an hour long about the mechanics, the math. He's going to need about 1,000 chips. They're going to go in. He lays down the exact detail. He's going to need fuel to get back, so he has to make fuel on Mars. What would that look like? And he's just incrementally, this is a really simple sentence, he's incrementally addressing the issues that brings him closer to his goals today. You know, when the Americans went to the moon, when John F. Kennedy, our president, said, we're going to go to the moon and we're going to come back and we're going to do it within this decade. That was a vision. It was a vision of what was possible. When he said that sentence, did we know how we were going to do it? Oh, no. Oh, no. There were many, many, many failures along the way. We blew up all kinds of rockets trying to figure out what the hell a rocket is, let alone how to make one that was dependable enough to go to the moon and back. So here you are, you're listening to this radio program talking about awakening the giant within. So what if Jesus had Twitter? What if the parables were broadcast globally real time? What if Gandhi had YouTube? What if Moses had 3D printing? Now, that might be a stretch, but what I'm getting at here is you are living now in an environment that none of the sages or mystics of the past have had opportunity to. You can have 1 million books printed. You can write a book and have 1 million copies out in the world in a year or less. Are you wrapping your noggin around how rich this environment is? Here we are in 2017. Technology, the internet, connectivity, social media. None of that existed in the past. And it's at your fingertips now today. You could have multiple platforms lined up today, by the end of the day today, if you intended it. So awakening the giant within, giant within, giant, 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 giant. What the hell? What makes that giant mentality? What makes the giant archetype? What makes the attribute that denotes the giant within you? You know, my first few decades working in the workforce here in the United States, I worked in broadcast television. Had you asked me 25 years ago, who the hell are you and why are you here? I'd say, I don't know. I'm Les Jensen. I work in TV. I do engineering. I build the facility and maintain all the studio cameras and microwaves and news desks and live shots and satellite uplinks and all those things. And I did that for many decades. And at that time, had you asked me, what's my life path? I'm like, what's a what is a life path? I don't know. I'm an engineer. Why are you asking me this? And then my soul had the cosmic 2x4 lined up in my path. And to my ego at the time, it seemed like a bit of a train wreck, but I got cracked open. I got cracked open. I've shared that story many times on this program. I'm not going to share it now. But when I got cracked open, my whole life changed. The vision of my life expanded like a bug on a windshield. I mean, it went off in many different vectors. I mean, my heart, my soul told me, you should write books. And I'm like, me? Write books? Me? Books? Are you talking to me? The idea of writing a book had not even entered my ego mind whatsoever. My ego mind. My soul had it in my life path from the day I was born. And now I've written many books and blogs. I write a lot. I talk a lot. I am here to convey to you the power of who you are. And part of that, part of why that's part of my life path is those first few decades of my life I spent working with very high power television transmitters. My ego wanted me to understand the language of what the hell power is. What is power? What's the difference between a millionth of a watt and a million watts? What's the difference between one horsepower and a million horsepower? Now, we can talk about power, but when it comes to human consciousness, what I love about my life path is my soul put me in front of television transmitters that made very high power, a million watts of power. So look around, whatever room or environment you're in. Can you see a radio signal? Can you see a TV signal? I'm sitting here in this, in the New Human Living Studios. I can't see them, but I know if I stick an antenna in the air and connect it to a TV, I'll see pictures. What I'm getting at is the etherical, the intangible aspect of ourselves. I learned about power with a medium I could not sense with my five senses. If I only made one millionth of a watt, nobody would watch TV. If I made a million watts, millions of people would watch TV because of what I was doing at this transmitter site. What is this million watts of power? It took me a couple of years to wrap my noggin around what the hell is power. In the electrical, in the broadcast arena, what the hell is a million watts of television signal? What is that? I can't see it. It'll knock me on my ass if I don't respect it. It'll melt me like the Wicked Witch of the West. But I can't see it. I can't smell it. I can't taste it. So let's flip that over to our human persona. Here you are. You're listening to this. You have a body, flesh and bones, and there's an etherical aspect to you. There's an intangible aspect to you. What the hell? What do you mean? I'm my body, I'm my mind. Man, no, you're not. You're not your body. Your body continually changes. Your cells replace themselves continually over time. You put in new atoms in your mouth and you let the old atoms out the door and flush them away. You're continually rejuvenating your body. You're no more these atoms than the atoms you were born with. Your ego didn't exist. Your sense of self didn't exist. You grew that too. What's this etherical aspect of you? What is this intangible aspect of you? And why the hell are we talking about it on a radio show looking at awakening the, quote, giant within you? Well, the elephant in the room is your heart and your soul. Now, you have a physical heart, and that's quite tangible, and you can feel your heart beating. But there's an etherical heart. You have a quantum heart, if you will. You have a spiritual heart, if you will. You absolutely, totally have an intellectual heart. Your heart has neurons. It has it has intelligence that the ego mind cannot even comprehend. And your soul is a multidimensional portal to all that is. Your soul is the source consciousness of every one of your thoughts. Your soul is the bridge between you and divinity, you and source, you and non-local space, you and the divine, you and God. However you want to contextualize that, all of creation is a hologram, and your soul is the portal to the rest of the hologram. So your soul is very multidimensional, very etherical, very intangible in the sense of what it connects you to, what information it has for you, what Akashic history in your lifetimes, what that Akashic history has to offer you in this lifetime. So you want to talk about awakening the giant within you? You're totally hardwired for the giant archetype. I want to think, if you're listening to this episode, your soul is queuing you up to recognize how to show up as a flipping giant in this human storyline. There is so much opportunity. There's raw pressure, if you will. There's humanity's going through a pressure cooker of sorts. There's all kinds of upheaval. There's all kinds of karmic pressure on the human personas on the planet. The human heart is hungry for a new story. The human heart, the collective human heart, wants a new story. We don't want to go back into the dark ages. We don't want to go back into suffering and war. You can easily see that humanity is hungry for a new paradigm, a new mythology to take us into the future. And you are here now. You're listening to a show about how to awaken the giant within you. That desire of the collective consciousness of humanity is raw opportunity. I can't write enough zeros to tell you the trillions and trillions of units of measurement. Pick one: watts, currency, food, clothing, shelter, water, education. Trillions and trillions of units of measurement in any of those categories are in high demand on this planet now. There's millions and billions of people suffering in one way or another from our karmic imprinting in the past. Your soul had a vision of you, of your life. It knew full well we'd be coming around the bend, and that humanity would be desiring such change in our life, in this lifetime, here and now. Do you want to awaken the giant within you? Do you want to show up and honor the potential of what your life path is, what your soul intended before you were even born? I want to think, if you're listening to this episode here and now, the answer would be yes. Well, you came to the right place. I created New Human Living as a platform, and this radio show is a part of that platform. What I really thoroughly love about the New Human Living radio show is who I've interviewed on this program. I search out people who understand that there's a bigger hidden aspect to our human story. We've interviewed people like Dean Radin, the chief scientist of the Institute of Noetic Science. He is a very meticulous person when it comes to human consciousness and human potential. He has a very disciplined scientific mind. And that conversation brought so much to the table as far as what is possible in our human story. And then there was the guest, Bernie Dorman. Talk about an angel shoehorned into a physical body. Do you want to work on the billion or trillion dollar level? He can certainly show you how to model a business around that scale of a platform. These episodes are available right now. Bruce Lipton talks about the genetics of our body and how it's not tied to some lineage of our past, but it's responsive. Our genetics are responsive to us here and now. You can transcend seemingly hereditary imprinting on your health dynamics. You can transcend that in this lifetime. I've interviewed every one of those people. I'm hungry for the clearest language possible, the clearest model of what it would look like for you to embrace your divine potential on this planet here and now. And I love episodes like this where we really hone that down. So let's delve into it a little bit farther. So awakening the giant within, let's say that you were moved to listen to this episode because your soul wanted you to take a good solid look at your own potential in this lifetime, here and now, and what might possibly come of it. Well, there's a couple of factors that determine whether you can show up in a powerful way or not. One of them is my own perspective, and I call it your personal energy persona. And I've talked about it many times on this program about the logarithmic scale of human consciousness. In other words, if we were to think of every single human being, you, me, everyone, as a soul personified, there's levels of consciousness that is a reflection of each one of us. So let's just take a quick snapshot and look at examples of this. So if you walk up and you meet somebody and you're using your five senses, you don't really get much information as far as their level of consciousness. But if you observe them over time in society, you can start to get an idea where they are on the scale of human consciousness. For example, a transient who's panhandling at the corner, and he's so, perhaps he's a vet from war on this planet, and he has PTSD, and he's an alcoholic, and he's been abused his whole life, and he's standing there at the corner, and I've seen him many times with many different faces, and they're trying to get through the next sentence. They're trying to get through the next minute. Screw tomorrow. Screw next week. I'm having a hell of a time surviving now. And they just want some change so they can have a chance to get food or alcohol or whatever their strongest desire is in the moment. Well, that's towards the bottom of the scale of human consciousness. If they get a cold tonight, they might die. If they run into the next struggle, they might die, surrender. They're running on fumes. So we can observe that as we drive around town, as we drive around our country, our culture, our cities, we can see people perhaps that are karmically so laden that it's all an endurance test. And then we can flip it over and we can look at our mythology, and there's people like Gandhi or Buddha or Jesus. And these guys are game changers. Feed the masses, free the masses, heal the masses. They have so much raw power in their consciousness. They have so much raw power in their consciousness that their eyes can show them suffering. Their eyes can show them heartache. And yet the raw power of their consciousness can transcend that vision and bring a new vision into effect in the moment. Bring a new vision into effect in the moment. So when we talk about this scale of human consciousness and awakening the giant within, if you're a transient and you're on the corner and you're running on fumes, it's going to be tough for you to embody, to energetically embody a new view of what might be. You're in survival mode. When we talk about awakening the giant within, purifying your personal energy persona will get you much farther down the road, much closer to that giant archetype playing out. Purifying your personal energy persona of the karmic imprinting of the past, of the karmic momentum of your personal energy. If you want to show up in a new and a powerful way, and yet your personal energy persona is loaded up with emotions and feelings and beliefs, anger, distrust, blame, shame, guilt, there's not going to be much change in your life, in your whole life path. You could nail the rudder down on the boat. You're going to be going this way for the end of time as far as this lifetime is concerned. But when you look at your personal energy persona, the etherical aspect of you, so you have a body right now, but you have subconscious energy, you have subconscious emotions, you have subconscious beliefs, and they create a momentum that your ego experiences as your physical body propagates through everyday living, through interacting with your culture. In order for you to awaken the giant within, you would do well to purify, to literally learn how to, with your own consciousness, this isn't hammer and nails kind of work, this is inner consciousness work, how to purify your own personal energy persona. Then you're literally shifting the archetype that you're playing out. You're shifting the storyline, the mythology of your own personal life. I don't attest to religious dogma of any kind, but some of the sayings of the past really strike home with me. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure of heart. So when we think about archetypes and deities and an angel appeared and whatnot, they're always glowing personas. The light is radiating from them because they are pure. Pure. When a soul is born, it doesn't have a karmic imprint, so it's pure. But it doesn't have a karmic experience, and it doesn't have human desire. It's kind of an impersonal point of presence, an impersonal point of consciousness. And as that soul starts experiencing lifetimes, it starts taking on karmic imprinting, and it starts having preferences, and it starts having desires. And the timeless story of humanity is the journey of the soul out of light into darkness and back to light. And for so many of us as souls, we're on our journey back to light. We've been through the karmic ringer. We have very distinct human desires. For many of us, it's the end of suffering. So we're coming out of the darkness. We've had this karmic imprinting. How the hell do we turn on that giant gene? How do we turn on our God gene? Well, the power play in the journey of the soul is a return to light. To become aware that your karma is impersonal energy. The principles of karma are impersonal. How you experience your karma is a choice. Wait, what? Suffering and pain? Oh, they're quite different, those two. And whether you're experiencing one or the other, it's a choice. to recognize that your karma is literally energy within you as subconscious imprinting. And until you release and cleanse that energy, you're going to have a karmic momentum, a karmic propensity to replay the stories of your past. To awaken the giant within is to learn how to purify your personal energy persona. Well, why is that? Why is purifying your personal energy important when it comes to playing out the awakened giant within you? Remember we talked about the homeless person standing at the curb and he was trying to get through the sentence, through the day, through the hour? There's no power, there's no energy in the consciousness there to strike up a multi-billion, multi-trillion dollar vision of what humanity can experience. There's not the wherewithal to strategize a global social media platform to convey the passion of your heart and the compassion of your soul for humanity. By purifying your energy, you're able to raise the power of your own human consciousness. And this is why I am born, to talk about power as an etherical aspect of every human being on the planet. This is the stuff I know very well. To awaken the power within you is to purify your energy. When you purify your energy, you karmically disconnect from the archetypes, the mythology, the paradigms of your past. You karmically disconnect from them and free yourself. You free your soul to take on new archetypes, like the giant archetype, like the sage, the mystic archetype. What would it look like if an observer watched you embody the giant within over time? How would they describe observing you as you awaken the giant within? Well, you'd don a whole new storyline for your life. You would receive the visions of your heart and your soul and know full well there was a way for them to be fulfilled. That's really powerful right there. You would recognize the powerful visions of your heart and your soul and understand that there is indeed a path for them to come into creation, into fulfillment. What I really like about Elon Musk is people beat the crap out of him metaphorically every day. Your stocks suck. Your company's tanking. You're going under. There's so many storylines telling him he's not going to make it. But the power he has is to put the vision first, not what other people think first. He looks within. He looks within, just like you can look within. Your soul looked at the storyline of this lifetime. Your soul looked at the potentials of this lifetime, and your soul looked at that and said, damn, let's incarnate here as who you are now. Let's incarnate here as who you are now. And we're going to line up opportunities for the ego of you, the persona of you, to recognize your divine potential, to recognize the mechanics of what it looks like to show up as a powerful human persona in the collective storyline of humanity. And as I've said before on this program, there's an immense amount of opportunity globally. In every single country, there's an immense amount of opportunity for you to show up as a very powerful person. And when you do that authentically, you've got a big-ass smile on your face. Your ego is doing cartwheels down the hall. You're jumping for joy. You get up in the morning and jump on the bed because you're so damn excited about that big vision playing out. But most of us will get a snapshot of that big vision and we beat it up. We'll be typically where our mind is busy doing something else. We're unloading the groceries from the car, or we're working in the garden or whatever, and our heart and our soul says, well, you should write a book. That sentence appears in your consciousness. You should write a book. And the very next thought, you pull it up in your head, you pull it up in your ego and say, what the hell? I don't know how to write a book. I grammar, I don't do that crap. What is going on? Who am I to write a book? And your ego picks it apart. And the vision of your life gets discarded in the following moments after the inspiration happens. If I had stayed in my ego when it came to writing books, I would have never written a book. And you know what? When I first had that imprint, that inspiration, Les, you should write books, my first response was, what the hell? What do I have to say? What are you talking about? And now fast forward to now, I love writing books. Writing books is cool. I like it a lot. My ego feels joy by fulfilling the vision of my heart and my soul. Awakening the giant within, living the best damn life you can imagine, living the most authentic vision of what it would mean for you to live your life over the top, fun, exciting, adventurous. Damn, I'm down for that. If my heart and my soul give me new ideas, I'm all over that, because I know when I fulfill them, I'll feel wonderful. I will feel satisfied and fulfilled today. I feel satisfied today because I have a radio show where I, with the compassion of my heart, says, damn, listener, you, your divine consciousness with a body. You've got a ticket. That's it. That's all you need. You have divine consciousness in a body. What are you going to do with it? What do you want to do with it? What will you do with it? Let me help you with that. Let me point my finger at what can happen, but you decide. I don't want to tell you what to think or believe. I don't want to tell you anything about you being authentic. That's not my place. I can't tell you how to behave for you to be authentic, because authenticity comes from within you. Do you like your music loud? Turn it up. You want a tattoo on your ass? Plop that sucker down. Do whatever you want to be authentic. Now I want to say something about authenticity. If you haven't been authentic to yourself in the past, your first imprints about what being authentic might be your ego and not your genuine, authentic self. Don't fret. Don't worry. But what I mean is, if your ego feels it's been undervalued, it might want the big, flashy sports car to feel valued. Your soul might not care about big, fancy sports cars, but your ego might want it because it hasn't felt valued over time. Don't worry about that. Just hone your own authentic self, your own authentic desires, preferences over time. What do you prefer? How do you prefer your life to go? What's your life path? What's your gift to humanity? Is it one-on-ones, or is it talking to millions of people? What's it going to be for you to make you happy and satisfied? It might be one-on-one contact. It might be having an office in a city and just dealing with a few clients, or it might be talking to the world. What is authentic to your preference? When you honor your authenticity, and why the hell am I talking about authenticity in an episode about awakening the giant? Authenticity allows you to be in harmony with yourself And harmony is very, very important when it comes to power, to human potential. When you're authentic to yourself, you can play out a very powerful life story and not come out of balance. Let me say that again. You can play out a very powerful life story and not come out of balance with yourself. In fact, authenticity is a key aspect to being a powerful person. What do you prefer? What do you prefer? Get clear about that. Don't worry about if you've got the answer or not today. It'll change over time. But pay attention to yourself. What do you, not what your parents told you, what, not what your spouse thinks you should do, not what blah, 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 blah. It's not going to come from somebody else. Other people might respond and react when you start acting in a more authentic way because they thought the old version of you was what they preferred. But in order for you to be authentic, you have to be authentic. You have to honor what your own authentic preference is. Now, if say you like your music loud, that doesn't mean you go play your music loud at funerals and in the library. And it, I mean, there's some grace to interacting with humans on the planet. Being authentic doesn't mean you shove it in other people's faces, but it also doesn't mean that you let go of your authenticity to please somebody else. I want you to know you've been observing your entire life the process of creation. The process of creation. You know, people started companies today. People started writing their first book ever today. People started learning how to play an instrument today. People started whole new chapters of their life today. Every single day that you've been alive, you have been observing the creation process. You have watched the creative process over and over and over again in your life. It always starts with an idea from within you. An idea, learning how to understand when the ideas, the inspiration inside your own persona have been given to you by your heart and your soul. To learn how to understand when the inspiration you're getting in the moment is coming from your heart and your soul. Inspiration is the first step of creation. Awakening the giant within. Let's take a step back and start summarizing this and wrapping this up so you can get an idea. When John F. Kennedy said, we're going to go to the moon, we're going to come back, and we're going to do it within this decade, did he know how? Nope. Did anybody on the planet know how? Nope. But the vision was held for what it is. He didn't scale it back. Well, let's get 2/3 of the way to the moon and come back, and we'll call that good. We'll go around the moon and come back. Nah, damn it, we're landing on that sucker. We're kicking the dirt. We're taking selfies, and we're coming back. The vision didn't change. So your heart and your soul perhaps have shown you a vision for your life, and your ego's going, what the hell? No, that's not for me. I'm going to put it at arm's length. I'm going to just keep it in the back of my mind. I'm not going to do much with that. I don't know about that. The ego has never been taught, typically, the ego on this planet has not been taught the value, the sheer joy, the value of being able just to hold the vision, not break it, not mangle it, not distort it, just hold the vision. When your heart and your soul shows you a vision of your life, write it down. Take notes. When you're unloading the car and your soul says, start writing books, write that down. I should write books. That makes it permanent. You're putting ink on paper. If you don't write it down, it's just thoughts in your head, and your ego can easily get distracted, and those thoughts never come back with any kind of chance of landing. But if you write it down, your ego will see it later on, and it has a chance of catching the vision of what you're here to do. There's many, many paradigms that need to be addressed. Karmically, most every one of our systems, our religions, our education, our food, our shelter, our money, karmically, they're train wrecks. Single-syllable money is just laughable karmic tragedy. Let's all hang our entire life on the symbol of money and then gamble about what that value is and watch all of humanity ride the waves of karmic chaos in our finances. There's so many attributes of our cultures, of our institutions that are karmic train wrecks. And you might be here to write a new paradigm. You might be the one, the giant, to show up. Legions of giants awakening. And I tell you what, you're listening right now. You're listening to an episode called Awakening the Giant Within. Huh, go figure. What brought you here now? Giant, you. I see the giant in you. Your ego can show me any face you want, but I know there's a giant in there. Hello, giant. Welcome. Welcome. You're welcome here. You're safe here. We're going to support you here. Show up in a big way. When we talk about you awakening the giant within, understand the process of creation. Start honing that vision. Write it down. Clarify. What would it authentically look like for you to change one of these paradigms? Is that your life purpose? Don't take on something that your soul isn't behind you. You know, the ego can say, well, I want to learn how to levitate. I want to learn how to teleport myself with raw consciousness. And your ego's like, eh, yeah, I'm sorry. Your soul is like, no, you're here to teach compassion as it relates to finances. And your ego's like, well, damn, I read a book about consciousness. I'm going to kick everybody's ass with, you know, some parlor trick as far as consciousness is concerned. No, no, no. Get authentic. Have a dialogue with your soul. Have a dialogue with your heart. Really do some soul searching and get authentic. Get that authentic vision of what you are here to do. I never would have guessed it was writing books and hosting radio shows. And boy, the vision of my life is plenty damn big. And I hold it every single day. I really tune into it vibrationally, energetically. What does it look like when I'm fulfilling this? What am I doing? Where am I at? What does my day look like? I hold the vision even though it hasn't fulfilled in this moment. I hold the vision every single day, and as I go through my day, I get inspiration from my heart and my soul. Elon Musk doesn't know every single step on how to get a million flipping people on Mars, how to colonize another planet, but every single day he takes a step closer from the inspiration he gets that day. Awakening the giant within is getting clear about your vision and holding the vision today as you go through your day today. What's the inspiration today? What's the next step today? When I write my next, as I write my books, I always have a next book. When I sit down and I write and edit my book, I feel satisfied because I'm moving the vision of my soul forward. I feel satisfied today. I feel happy today. Awakening the Giant Within is about living a happy, joyful life today. Your heart and your soul are happy because you're honoring your life purpose. Your flipping ego is ecstatic because it's learned how to hone in on that well of constant inspiration that shows up throughout your entire flipping life. Your ego has learned to hone that inspiration that shows up throughout your day and tells you what needs to move forward today. You go to bed every single day feeling satisfied. You got a big ass smile on your face that won't wipe off, at least for very long. You purify your energy, and the vision of your life will expand. I write books about this. Personal Power Fundamentals tells you how to purify your personal energy persona. You want to kick your ass, purify your persona. Personal Power Fundamentals will show you how. You want to teach your ego how to become compatible with the giant within? You want to tell your heart and your soul, hey, I'm all in. Bring the vision. Bring it. I'm here. You want to get your ego compatible with your heart and your soul? Citizen King, the New Age of Power. How a legion of giants will come out of everyday humanity. That's my last book, Citizen King, the New Age of Power. You want to kick some ass in your lifetime now, this lifetime now, when there's just such an enormous amount of opportunity to help humanity through the compassion of your heart and your soul? You want to learn how to wrap a life dynamic around that lives you, that has you living a most exceptional life? I've seen the mechanics of human consciousness through hundreds of radio episodes, talking to the leaders in human consciousness, and it's pretty clear. There's a pretty clear defined way of understanding how to show up and honor the divine potential, the divine power of who you are as a soul personified in human form. Power. That power is love. The giants in this next chapter of our human story will be those that can embody unconditional love, and that's where purity comes in. The souls that can embody unconditional love through the purity of their heart, they will not only see God, they will personify the divine of their own self. Damn, I'm down for that. I love you. I love me. I love this human paradigm. I love our human potential. I love creating episodes like this. I love it when people like you can show up for yourself. So show up for yourself. Go to New Human Living and sign up for the newsletter. Get my books. Trust that the vision of your soul is no mistake, that there is a way for you to be a powerful person in an authentic, balanced, healthy way on this planet here and now. And show up as the giant, the awakened giant within your own persona in this lifetime here and now. Damn, what a most incredible time to be alive. The storyline that's playing out for humanity, is probably exceptional with its opportunities. We're living in a rich, wonderful environment where wonderful things can happen. Hey, I'm your host, Les Jensen. It's always my pleasure to bring episodes like this to you to help you awaken the truth of who you are. Thanks for joining us. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast to bring your soul's inspiration into effect and live your life wide open. Check out our host, Les Jensen's latest book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.